During the day, we've talked about organizations which are up here, we've talked about organizations which are down there, and we've talked about how we might get from down there to up here. And I left the question here earlier on, what's the role of storytelling in this? And I gave you five possible hypotheses. You might have more, just to remind you. Hypothesis number one, kumbaya. Let's all just sit on the ground and hold hands and sing kumbaya and enjoy stories, telling stories to each other, nothing to do with organization. Hypothesis number two, it's the ping pong club. We'll establish a club that is in the organization, tolerated by the organization, lives at the pleasure of management, and provided it doesn't cause trouble, it survives, and the members of the club talk to each other about stories, they share stories, they have fun, they believe in stories, and they're kind of marginal to the organization and the peril of being closed down at any moment. Hypothesis three, don't ask, don't tell, just do it, but don't tell anyone you're doing it. Do it through the management, do it through the organization, do it discreetly and silently, and off the record. Hypothesis four, have storytelling as a leadership tool. An explicit, open tool that leaders use from time to time when they are promoting change. Powerful tool, widely recognized. The danger of that is just that after all the great things that leaders promote, managers come and close them down. We've heard a number of those stories today, and you probably all know lots of them yourself. So that's the risk of that. So there's a fifth option, the fifth hypothesis that's putting on the table. Let's use storytelling to really transform management, transform the way organizations are run. Set our sights really high and use storytelling as one of the, not the only, but one of the crucial elements to make that happen. I'm going to suggest get into groups of three or four, talk about it in a group, and we'll have a quick roundup of where you came out of that discussion, and then we'll move along to the ultimate round.
But let's, we can continue. After that, let's have a brief call out of some thoughts and emotions and discussions in the course of a whole lot of talks, but just a brief summary of insights, worries, what kind of issues you're struggling with, what kind of outcomes you came out of your discussion.
Sort of our group had a problem with storytelling. Their organisation, particularly when we don't take that as seriously, and they often may even align a story with it, and that would be nothing.
Maybe with a last contact.
Yeah, so I wanted to show you what you can share with you about that experience if you have.
Well, we can talk about it later. The springboard tells the fact that that's how this is introducing storytelling into an organization that didn't want to hear the word. You never heard the word. Well, they didn't hear a lot of stories. Just do it, don't tell anyone you're doing
That's very hard to get that across the organization as a whole.
That's why one tends to move on.
I went straight to the fourth one, the explicit leadership tool, and reflect. So we talked and reflect a little bit more. That that's at best temporary. It'd be nice to say, oh, we got there at 80% of the curve, but if you do, my fear is that you think you're there, you're not really there, because it becomes a check the box exercise. And that's not what we've done here. But if you're really there, then it's going to take you up to the new, it's going to take you to the new direction. So it's temporary.
Talking about Thanks very much. We'll hope you can join us.